And good morning, everybody. It's time for Ask the Expert. And this morning we have with us Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. And Jeannie, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing well.
Well, welcome this morning. It's been a few weeks since we've seen you. It was one of those months, the odd months that has that fifth Thursday. So, and you do visit us on the first and third Thursday of every month, but it's good to have you back in studio. And first of all, before we get to our main subject today, how have things been going over at the Natural Food Center since we last talked?
Oh, well, they've been going along, you know, plugging along.
There we go. All right. Well, so what is your main subject for today?
Well, last time I was in, I talked a little bit about some sleep supplements that will help you sleep through the night. And so today I'm going to finish up that list.
All right. Sounds good.
If you're not aware, your circadian rhythms are based on your body's use of light to regulate time across a myriad of functions, including activating our parasympathetic nervous system to help us sleep. If you're constantly exposed to light or blue light after dark, and or you're not getting sunlight on your face first thing in the morning, that impairs your body's ability to have a natural healing cycle or circadian rhythm. And remember, your body heals when you sleep. So there's some natural supplements you can take to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up without feeling groggy the next morning. Natural sleep supplements have been studied and recommended by experts to help you get restful sleep throughout the night. And you can supplement your body for sleep with minerals, hormones, amino acids, herbs, and plants. And last time I talked mainly about minerals and hormones. I kind of touched base on some amino acids. So we're going to finish up with the amino acids, the herbs, and the plants. First up on the list is GABA, which is gamma aminobutyric acid, a naturally occurring amino acid produced in the brain. It works as a neurotransmitter, facilitating communication among brain cells. However, low GABA activity is linked to disrupted sleep and insomnia. In fact, in one study, people with insomnia showed 30% lower GABA levels than those who had a healthy sleep cycle. In other words, low GABA levels can result in restless, wakeful sleep, which we don't want. That's why boosting your GABA levels is necessary to enjoy restful sleep every night. And when GABA attaches to a protein in your brain known as the GABA receptor, it produces a calming effect. And this process helps reduce feelings of anxiety, fear, and stress that can disrupt your normal sleep cycle. GABA is considered an inhibitory neurotransmitter as it blocks and reduces certain brain signals. It decreases neuron activity in your nerves, in your nervous system, which can help you feel more relaxed and calm, which can put you in a better mood and allow you to enjoy a restful sleep. Next up is tryptophan. Tryptophan is one of those many amino acids found in foods that contain protein. Turkey.
That does knock you out.
It's called an essential amino acid because that body can't make it. You must get tryptophan from foods or through supplementation. Tryptophan is converted into a molecule called 5-HTP. This amino acid helps produce serotonin and melatonin in your body, both of which are important in achieving healthy sleeping patterns. Serotonin affects several organs, including the brain and intestines. In the brain, serotonin influences sleep, cognition, and mood. And once tryptophan produces serotonin, it can be converted into another important molecule, melatonin. Melatonin, also known as the sleep hormone, influences the sleep-wake cycle in the body. Healthy levels of it can help you fall asleep by relaxing your body and signaling to your system that it's time for rest. Another amino acid is the L-glutamine. It's an amino acid that offers many health benefits in the body, including improving your sleep quality. Several studies have shown that concentrations of glutamine in the body are diminished during times of stress. And as a result, you can't fall asleep or stay asleep when it's time. That's why boosting your L-glutamine levels is necessary if you want to fall asleep quickly and sleep soundly at night. Apart from its role in stabilizing the immune system, taking L-glutamine helps boost dopamine production in the body. Low levels of dopamine are associated with sleep disorders. Glutamine has a calming effect and counteracts symptoms of stress. It can be the key ingredient missing if you're feeling wired and can't relax or nod off to sleep. Glutamine also increases the production of GABA, that important inhibitory neurotransmitter that acts as a natural sedative in the brain. If the body has enough glutamine available, the brain will release GABA, which helps promote sleepiness and allows a person to rest. And apart from helping with restorative sleep, people who supplement L-glutamine have said that they experience peace of mind, balance in stressful situations, and improved concentration. Maca is a plant native to Peru. It's traditionally used to improve sex drive and fertility. However, today a growing list of studies have shown that it also offers a variety of health benefits, especially for menopausal women. When women reach menopause, the hormones estrogen and progesterone fluctuate drastically, affecting both the sleep-wake cycle and the circadian rhythms. This is accompanied by a range of unpleasant symptoms, including mood swings, hot flashes, and poor sleep. That's why women supplement with maca to help them fall asleep and sleep through the night. Maca has adaptogenic properties that can help the body with stress. In fact, in an extensive review of 17 studies on maca for menopausal symptoms, scientists found that supplementing maca can help boost the body's estrogen and progesterone production while keeping healthy levels of cortisol. And as we know, cortisol affects the sleep cycle. Maca keeps your cortisol levels balanced, helping your body relax so you can fall asleep and stay asleep. Next up on the list is ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is an herb that has been used in Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years. Its botanical name is Withania somnifolia, meaning sleep-inducing in Latin. Today, ashwagandha is a popular supplement to improve sleep quality. People with insomnia use the herb to help them sleep through the night. Ashwagandha leaves contain the triline glycol compound, which promotes sleep induction. According to a study from the Department of Molecular Sleep in Japan, triline glycol compounds increase non-rapid eye movement, NREM sleep. When you're in NREM sleep, your breathing and heart rate are slow and regular, your blood pressure is low, and you keep relatively still. Ashwagandha also helps maintain healthy cortisol levels. Cortisol is released by the adrenal gland in response to stress, and unfortunately, cortisol levels may rise and can result in several health issues, including sleeplessness and insomnia. This is where ashwagandha comes into play. Ashwagandha promotes healthy cortisol and healthy inflammatory processes that help in stimulating the stress response. In fact, according to researchers from California State University, ashwagandha can block the stress pathways in the brain by regulating chemical signals in the nervous system. Thus, it can help you relax, which is important for a good night's sleep. In another study with 64 people, those who took ashwagandha for 60 days showed improvement in their anxiety and insomnia levels by up to 69%. And then holy basil. Holy basil is often called Tulsi. It's considered the queen of herbs. It has been part of traditional Hindu medicine for over 3,000 years and is known for its many health benefits. Two of these benefits are its stress-relieving and general calming properties, both of which are important for getting restful sleep. When you are under stress, your adrenal glands release cortisol that may affect your sleep. This could be one reason why you toss and turn or wake up in the middle of the night. The good news is that holy basil can help you with your sleep problems. All parts of the holy basil plant act as an adaptogen. As one adaptogen, it has pharmacological properties that can help your mind adapt to stress. This means it can help maintain healthy cortisol levels so you will feel more relaxed, thus helping you sleep when it's time. According to the Journal of Ayurvedic and Integrative Medicine, holy basil has antidepressant and anti-anxiety properties. And in one study, test subjects who took 500 milligrams of holy basil extract each day had improved stress levels. They felt less anxious and depressed, and they become more social. And that's the last of all of my sleep supplements. So those are some really good ideas, you know, and some of the things like GABA, if you're dealing with some anxiety and stuff like that, that's a really good supplement. Maca is also good for energy. You know, so most of these herbs and plants and supplements, they all have so many different benefits, not usually just one or two.
And you're talking about REM sleeping. What happened to me about, I'm guessing, about a month and a half ago, and this is was explained to me by somebody who knows pretty good about sleep patterns. What had happened is I was asleep, then I felt like something was on me, so I couldn't move at all. And what he was saying is, usually in REM sleep, your body completely shuts down. You're not, your brain's completely shut off. You're basically in a completely different world. What he was saying is that what probably most likely happened is I kind of snapped out of my REM sleep. And when you're in REM, they say your body's like, basically, you can't move to begin with when you're in REM. And then I kind of came out of it, and I was like, okay, I can't move. Something feels like it's on me. And what he was saying is that my body was still in REM sleep pattern, but I wasn't fully out of it yet. And then I remember falling back asleep and waking back up like an hour later. And I was just like, well, that was weird. So he said that's most likely what happened is that I came out of sleep for a moment. And that's why everything felt that way. And then I was right back out of it. So he said it's nothing to worry about. He said, but it probably was a little scary, though, at the time, which it was, because I couldn't move at all. Huh. It was pretty interesting, to say the least. But I'm one of those people that definitely needs more sleep, and I do take melatonin to help me out at night, to help put me out. I don't know if it keep. I don't. Does melatonin help keep you out, or does it help put you to sleep?
Well, I haven't done extensive research on melatonin to know whether it just calms your body down. I think primarily it helps you get through that initial getting to sleep.
Yeah, the hard part sometimes where it's like, I can't sleep.
Exactly.
You know? Like my kids are sometimes, and it's just like, guys, go to sleep. And I'm one of those people as well. Well, Jeannie, if anybody would like to come over to the Natural Food Center, well, how can they do that, and where are you located at?
I'm over at 414 West 8th Street, which is just west of the downtown area. And it's on the corner of Spruce and 8th. And so you can come by and see me and check out all my stuff that I've got in stock. And also, you can give me a call at 620-251-4451. Check out my Facebook page, website, www.naturalfoodcenterks.com. And if there's something you want to hear me talk about or anything like that, be sure and give me a call and give me some ideas.
All right. Be sure to head over to the Natural Food Center. Lots of great stuff over there to check out. And again, I know, is the chocolate still there?
Oh, of course. Oh,
of course, the chocolate. Of course. So definitely some delicious stuff over there. Head on over to the Natural Food Center. You can't miss it. Again, it's right here on 8th Street. Like she said, it's at 8th and Spruce. You definitely cannot miss it. The big sign there, it says Natural Food Center. Jeannie, thank you so much for coming in. We will see you again here in a couple of weeks.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have Denise Short from Coffeeville's Reawakening on with us today. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning.